This is an Aero News Touch and Go with aviation news and brief for July 23rd. I'm Paul Plack. American Airlines and four international partners will move forward with their proposed One World Global Alliance. The unions representing all their pilots have responded with an alliance of their own. Viking Air has received Canadian certification for the DH-6 Series 400 Twin Otter. The first delivery was made this week in Farnborough to a Swiss buyer. Bombardier Aerospace in Belfast has completed the ultimate load test on the C-Series composite demonstrator wing. Production of the airliner is set to begin early next year. Bell Helicopter and Esterline CMC Electronics have a new GPS-based ground velocity sensor they say solves many of the issues with Doppler or inertial ground speed sensors used in helicopters. Sikorsky is now using a simulator to take potential customers on a virtual demo flight of an aircraft that doesn't exist yet, a light tactical helicopter based on the X-2 technology demonstrator. Sikorsky also announced at Farnborough that it has conducted the first flight of its AFF, or Autonomous Formation Flying, in which a UAV flies in formation with a manned aircraft. Canada's National Research Council says it has developed an isokinetic probe that can accurately measure total water content when flying at altitude through clouds with ice crystals. For the eighth year in a row, the Aircraft Electronics Association will introduce its Pilot's Guide to Avionics next week at AirVenture. But this year, it also has a companion website. And the man credited with inventing the black box has gone west at age 85. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, ANN's Jim Campbell reflects on how covering the alphabet groups isn't what it used to be. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend. We'll talk to you Monday from the last time DC-3 and C-47 reunion at Rock Springs, Illinois. Have a clear and unlimited day.